BBC News with Jerry Smith. Polls have closed across Egypt on the second and final day of voting in a referendum on a new constitution. There was no repeat of the deadly clashes on the first day of voting between police and supporters of the Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, who was deposed by the military last July. Kevin Connolly is in Cairo.
Egypt's military-backed government is desperate for a strong turnout in this, the country's third constitutional referendum in 3 years. It believes the document presents an opportunity to draw a line under a period of often violent turmoil. There's no serious doubt that the authorities will get the yes vote they crave, not least because supporters of the Muslim Brotherhood are boycotting the poll rather than voting no. Attention will focus on the level of participation. The army needs a strong turnout to endorse its own political powers and perhaps to pave the way for its leader, General Sisi, to eventually run for president.
The United States Air Force has suspended 34 officers responsible for launching nuclear missiles over allegations of cheating on a proficiency test. The Air Force Secretary, Deborah Lee James, called the behaviour absolutely unacceptable, saying those involved had lost their certification and nearly 200 would have to resit their test under strict supervision. Philip Hurd reports from Washington.
The U.S. Air Force was already investigating allegations of drug abuse by officers at six bases, including two that operate nuclear missiles. During these inquiries, however, they also uncovered evidence, they say, of a large-scale cheating operation amongst officers. The cheating centers around a monthly proficiency test all nuclear launch personnel are required to take to ensure they are capable of carrying out their duties. The Air Force says it believes a small number of officers were texting the answers to tests to other officers, and as a result of their inquiries, 34 people out of a total of almost 200, ranking from second lieutenants to captains, have been suspended. A further three have been suspended for allegedly possessing recreational drugs.
A BBC investigation has found that British men are paying to watch the sexual abuse of children in the Philippines over the internet. Angus Crawford has more details.
Between 60 and 100,000 children in the Philippines are estimated by the government to be victims of sexual exploitation, and it's thought many of them are being forced to perform obscene acts for money in front of webcams. The customers are mainly Western men, including paedophiles in Britain. In one recent case, a man called Timothy Ford was sent to prison for 8.5 years. BBC News has learned that he paid to watch the abuse of 5 children in one family over a period of several years.
The United Nations Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has urged Nigeria to review a new law that strengthens penalties against gay people in the country. A spokesman said Mr. Ban feared the law could fuel prejudice and violence and could undermine efforts to tackle HIV and AIDS. World News from the BBC. The Afghan President Hamid Karzai has accused the United States of killing 7 children and a woman in an airstrike in central Afghanistan. In a strongly worded statement, he said the Americans had once again bombed a residential area. The US-led NATO force responded by saying that at least 2 civilians were killed when their Afghan-led operation came under fire. The President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso, has vigorously defended the right of Europe's citizens to move freely around the EU in search of work. He accused those who want to limit it of chauvinism and scaremongering. The British Prime Minister David Cameron has called for curbs to freedom of movement, suggesting large numbers of migrants may travel to Britain to claim welfare benefits. The International Criminal Court has issued a new ruling that the Kenyan Deputy President William Ruto will not have to be present for some parts of his trial in The Hague for crimes against humanity. The judge said Mr. Ruto must still attend court for key parts of the trial, including when victims present their evidence. Mr. Ruto denies responsibility for post-election violence. The American technology company Apple has agreed to pay back more than $32 million to parents who didn't know their children were running up huge bills while playing mobile apps. As part of a settlement, Apple will also have to change the way it bills customers. Nada Taufik reports from New York.
The United States Federal Trade Commission received tens of thousands of complaints from Apple consumers over the unauthorized purchases. In some cases, children ran up hundreds and even thousands of dollars worth of charges for things like virtual dragon food and currency on mobile apps like Dragon Story and Tiny Zoo Friends. The commission argued that Apple did not properly inform account holders that when entering their password, a 15-minute window then opened in which children could incur unlimited charges.
Nada Taufik, BBC News.